VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, three powerful tools that turn insight into revenue. It's your last chance today to call us at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. I believe that Mark Levine is still on the air with us.
And he's going to tell us all about what kind of tape we should use for shipping.
Yes, please.
My tip is that you can make a bad situation not so bad. If you have, you know, not the greatest tape in the world, you can still make it work really well. If you have an issue with the tape ends peeling, the best thing you can do is, you know, you're taping on the bottom, you're taping on the top, is just make sure that when you put the last layer on, you make the tape end on the top go over the tape end on the bottom. I call that tape to tape, and tape has a tendency to stick to itself very, very, very well. This is a sure way to make sure that the tape does not come off during the shipping process.
Excellent tip. Mark, thank you so
much. Worth the extra little bit of money for safety.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate it, and thank you for coming on today.
My pleasure. Can't wait to see you all in July.
Vegas,
see you then,
baby.
Mark.
See you then. Oh, so I guess we will give it away in just a few minutes because I got to find a trivia question. I don't have it yet. I got to come up with a trivia question.
Mm.
I do. So, Griff, you have all your little... I look at these people on Facebook who are showing pictures of their areas where they do their eBay listing and everything, you know,
yes,
their eBay business. And they look so neat and together and everything. So do you have all your shipping supplies and everything neatly on top of,
actually,
on little boards on your wall and you've hung things on them?
Well, probably not to that extent, but I do have them. Yes, I have them somewhat organized. I say somewhat because it's a work in progress at the Garage de la Griff. So,
okay.
But it's, yeah, I do. You want to have stuff organized because you find yourself wasting time running around from one place to the next looking for things that if you just took the time and you ordered, organized them so they were easy to find and easy to reach when you needed them, you'll save time as money. You'll save some money.
Absolutely. So how are you doing with your listing? I didn't list any of my sheets and stuff yet that I got.
Oh, yeah. They have to list them or they won't sell.
And I see some similar ones on eBay, but not exactly. So I'm just going to go ahead and we've decided, never mind the research at this point.
Yeah.
We've done enough. You know, and that happens, doesn't it, Griff?
Yeah.
You can only work so much on doing the research and you're wasting your time.
Well, people use it as a reason to... procrastinate. You know, if I keep researching, I actually don't have to face, doing the actual work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
well.
Not a wise thing, I think.
Procrastination is like that.
It is. It's very much like that.
Hey, we have an eBay Radio Facebook group. If you go to facebook.com/group/eBay Radio, all one word, and click join group.
Mm-hmm.
We approve you pretty quickly, and we look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/group/eBay Radio. Come on and join us in there. We love it. We'd love to have you in there. Also, our chat board. You know, lots of good folks in our chat board today, by the way.
Yeah.
I just lost everything I had up there. Oh, here it is. Okay, good. It came back. Oh, thank goodness. Okay. And you have to refresh your screen, by the way. I got an email this morning about that. You have to refresh your screen to see the new postings when you're on in our chat board.
Yeah.
Kind of a pain, but...
Well, but that's just the way it works.
That's the way it works.
That's the way...
Nothing we can do about it.
Almost every forum I know works that way.
So I do have a couple of... Let me see what we have here. Some contact us emails. Okay. Let me go to this. Gee, I'm having problems with my computer like you do from time to time. It's going really, really slow, Griff. So talk amongst yourselves.
Well, anyway.
Anywho.
Yeah, so I haven't been selling much. And this happens with, you know, a limited inventory of a certain type, pre-owned clothing. So my sales of the last 2 weeks have dipped. I did list a bunch of items 2 weeks ago, and that, you know, I sold some things, but I'm going to have to make some changes to my products. I know they're there, and I know people are finding them because I see their views, and I see the watch list go up for all of them. But purchases have dropped for me for the last 2 weeks. So when that happens, that's a sign that you need to get in and you know, get jiggy with your inventory. You want to change it around a little bit. Every time I try to sound hip, I realize how stupid I sound. You want to change things up a little bit. I mean, that's from 20 years ago.
And you know, as you get older,
yeah, that's
people
me.
Say things like, "Oh, isn't that cute?"
Well,
don't you hate that when you say something and
yes.
they say, "Oh, isn't that cute?"
Yes, isn't he an old coot?
25 years ago, you would have been cool.
There's an interesting thing that happens when you get older. And if you're older, like us, then you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're younger, you're just going to roll your eyes and change the channel at this point. But when you're young, you think, I will never, ever sound as ridiculous as you are, you old man, because I am going to make sure that that doesn't happen. It's like losing your hair or just gaining the age on your face. It happens, and you can't escape it. You will eventually sound like an old fool. It just happens.
Even hippies.
And I sometimes hear the things come out of my mouth, and I'm thinking, what was that? Why did I say that? So yeah, getting jiggy with it. You're what an old fart.
Well, what can we do? And it's hard to keep up, you know.
I don't care.
It's hard to keep up with what's in.
I can't keep up.
Mm-hmm.
How am I supposed to keep up?
So I have kind of a difficult one, a trivia question.
All right.
Let's see how difficult it is.
Okay.
What is the first item ever sold on eBay UK?
Oh, that I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that answer.
What is first item sold on eBay UK? I'm trying to...
What is first item sold on... What are you, Russian?
eBay UK.
What is first item sold on...
Yes.
Russian?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I put it into Google.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did it come up?
No.
No. I wonder what the first item was.
I think I might have just found it. So
was it a tin of digestive biscuits?
No.
Okay. Chocolate digestives?
No.
No. Was it?
Was it a
coffee cup with Queen Liz on it?
No.
I have one of those. And it talks when I pour coffee in it. It says, "Don't you think you've had enough coffee for this morning?"
Do you know I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And I had it just a moment ago, so I guess I'm going to have to ask another question.
Oh.
And this is going to be easy.
Hmm.
This is easy. Okay.
But you don't have the answer.
Yeah, I do. I have the answer.
Do?
Not to the UK thing.
Oh, all right, because that's what I was asking
it's
about.
It's gone now. Okay. eBay was the second choice for the name of this company.
Yeah, well, that I know.
It was the second name.
Yeah.
What was the first name?
Well...
Don't say it.
Okay.
You're going to... The first caller to call in with what the first name was... is going to win that wonderful shipping supply starter kit for eBay sellers that has the eBay tape in it. It also has, oh my gosh, Griff, it's not just paper stuff that it has in here.
What else?
It also has a heavy-duty handheld tape dispenser for 2-inch packing tape. You know, that's a little handheld tape dispenser thingy
it will.
There.
Yeah, yes.
It's got a Scotty Peeler, which is a really useful gadget. It's designed to help remove price stickers from merchandise. What's so funny?
It's these things that, you know, you get a Scotty Stuffer, and you know what comes to mind. And then you get a Scotty Peeler, and you know what comes to mind. Oh, you people are so dirty.
So you know, it's other things in this. This is a 150-foot roll of heavy-duty 3/16 inch bubble cushioning wrap, for heaven's sakes.
That's a lot of cushioning.
20 bubble mailers, all different sizes. 10 online self-seal. Oh, the phones are ringing off the hook.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear. Okay.
All right.
They want to win this bad, and I don't blame them a bit. Okay, Griff, I have another one of these, too. I have two of them, Griff. I have two to give away, but I'm giving away one today. So we are answering the phones right now at 888-723-4630, 888-RADIO-30. What was the first name? And this should be easy because, Griff, you were just talking about it the other day.
I was. I remember now that I was talking about this. So it should be pretty easy.
Yes.
If you listen to the show and you pay attention, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Mike from Cincinnati, what is your question or comment?
Oh, I have the answer to your quiz.
What is it?
It is, I was going to imitate part of the name, but I thought I better not mess it up. It's Echo Bay.
Is that correct, Chris?
Well, it's what he wanted to call the business, yes.
Right, yeah, and then the name he wound up with was Auction Web.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay. I thought you wanted to...
Yay!
You got it. Yeah,
you got it.
Did. When she asked the question, I was not sure which answer she was... But you hit both, so that's fine.
So what you're going to do, Mike, is you're going to send Lee at Voice Marketing an email.
Oh, okay.
And she's a good person, and she's going to get it right over to Bubble Fast.
Okay. Very good.
Mike.
And I talked to your husband. He's doing a great job.
Oh, good. Thank you.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Campaign Go, three powerful tools that turn insight into revenue. Coming up next, our last segment of today's eBay Radio Show.
You're proud of your business on eBay. Now, let it shine. Submit your business to eBay Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as Small Business of the Year or one of five other Shine Awards. Share your passion. Tell us how eBay helps your business. Deadline for submissions is May 20th, 2016. For categories and details, go to ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards. Share your story and win.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays the driver. And since Roadie sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Roadie's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Roadie.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 372.
Most of the time, you won't use the flash when taking your listing photos. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Dot Customer Service. He says there is one exception when flash works.
There is a time to use flash. Clothing that's wrinkled, that's not shiny clothing, that is going to be the one exception. I don't have time to iron clothes. I bought it for $5. I'm going to sell it for $20-something. If I put that much time into it, I'm going backwards. So I lay it out. I spread it as best I can. The flash is going to fill up all the wrinkles. It's much, much better. Your pictures are free. Pick the best one and then go from there.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And today's final segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
So I just bought a book on eBay.
Really?
Top 50 smoothie recipes, smoothies for weight loss recipe book. John and I just started 3 days ago doing smoothies.
Yeah.
Griff, let me tell you what it does. All right? Everybody is so right about this.
What?
You make yourself certain kinds of smoothies for lunch.
Right.
110 calories, and it fills you up for the whole day till dinner time.
Yeah.
You are not hungry.
Mm.
So... you don't sound too excited about it.
You going to spend the rest of your life eating smoothies?
Yeah. Are you kidding? Well, you don't eat them 3 times a day, Griff.
Is that all you eat?
You either have... No, you eat regular food, too. But for lunch, a good smoothie, or for breakfast, a good smoothie, and then a nice meal for dinner.
Yeah.
You're going to lose weight. I lost 5 pounds the first week I got my Fitbit.
No.
So I'm trying to lose the next 5 now. And smoothies are fantastic, and they fill you up. And if you do the right ones, we're making them, the ones that we made this week were with yogurt. Tons of smoothie books on eBay. Tons of smoothie books.
Hey, someone just sent me an email with the first item they claim that sold on eBay UK.
And what was it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Don't tell me. We'll use it for a trivia thing.
I just wonder if it's the same answer you have.
I don't know.
Hmm. Oh, well, we'll see. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just so leery of anything that's kind of like even smacks of fad when it comes to weight loss.
Well, you know, I don't think this is a fad, and let me tell you why. Let me tell you one of the recipes that we made.
All right.
Yeah. And my part of it, because we made double, and John and I split it.
Mm-hmm.
So... a half a cup of Greek yogurt, you know, white, you know, the good Greek yogurt that's delicious. Half a cup of that, half a cup of blueberries, and a half a cup of strawberries, and a little bit of vanilla or almond. We put in almond in one of them, almond extract.
Yeah, that's just extract.
Griff, so, yeah. Delicious. Fills you up, 110 calories. You're full all day. And what have you eaten? Nothing but stuff that's good for you. Really, I think you should, you know, try it.
All right. Do they have one that you? It tastes like coconut cupcakes? Because
yeah,
that's
they definitely do. They have ones where you throw coconut in everything.
No, does it
they
taste
have
like
a chocolate one.
Okay.
I mean, there are so many recipes, but it's something that you need to try. Anybody who wants to lose weight, seriously, should try it. Are you ready to read our event calendar now?
I've been sitting here waiting for the last few minutes.
Oh, great. Why don't you start? Because I've got to go there all over again.
So the upcoming events for seller meetups. First one we are going to do is May 24th. That's next Tuesday here in the Bay Area eBay and e-commerce sellers meetup. Happens at eBay headquarters in our Voices conference room from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The topic and speaker is going to be announced, although I'm pretty sure I know what it is. That's coming May 24th.
Can you give us a hint?
No. I forget.
Then on May 26th, the Albuquerque eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup is happening from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Quality Inn in Albuquerque, an evening with Griff via Skype.
Yes, I will be there by Skype.
You're busy beaver, you.
I will. Be busy. June 8th, 2016 is the Dallas eBabes and Emails Lunch and Learn for Newbies. That's the oldest meetup group in existence. Pretty big one, too. Wednesday, June 8th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to take place at the Desperado's Mexican Restaurant in Garland, Texas, and the topic will be announced.
Then on June 18th, eBay sellers in the Denver metro area meetup from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Pam and John's Place, an evening with Gladys Ramos via Skype. SEO and tools to help drive sales, very important.
And finally, like you didn't know, July 26th to the 29th in Las Vegas at the Venetian, the eBay event, which
the eBay event,
which will have the eBay Radio Party wrapped in, just like the gooey nougat in a chocolate bonbon. And
well, I'm trying my best, Griff, to add little droppings where I can of the eBay Party. But you know, some of the people have never been to one that are at eBay.
That's true. They
haven't. And they don't. They don't know.
They don't know the
glory that is an eBay Radio Party and conference.
These poor souls have not seen their eyes have not seen the glory of the coming of the eBay Radio Party.
Exactly. So,
and we'll have more information soon.
Very soon.
Registration.
I can't tell you it's so soon that it's soon.
Yeah.
It's really soon.
Like, so sick of waiting on the edge of their chair for this. So.
I know, but it really is going to be soon.
I am going to say one thing, and that's it. I'm going to say this once, or I may say it a few times. Who am I kidding? When registration opens, you register.
Because
this show will sell out very quickly. Very, very. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a huge show. So, anywho.
Okay. I can't wait till we get to, you know, say when registration's open.
Well, can't do it today.
3, 2, 1. No, it's not happening.
Can't do it today. Anyway, this segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. What a wonderful show we've had. We are going to do it all over again for Thursday, May 19th, with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where we take your phone calls from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific.
We may even have a pop-in.
We'll probably have a pop-in.
On Thursday, we probably will have a pop-in.
So you want to stop in then. eBay Radio's chief engineer and audio archives manager is John Sell. Executive producer is Melissa DeMille. Our phone screener is Donna Freer-Lyons. eBetsy is our Tuesday script writer and chat board moderator. CJ Jacinto is our guest booker. And the man in the tux, Frank Caesar, is our voice extraordinaire. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from t-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are 3 versions of 6bit: Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. auction assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6bit work for you. Try 6bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.